This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. So to say, there's got to be a good thing today.
Good Friday. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen here to go through a number of things, the usual items of interest. And this hour, trying to do some more in-depth conversation about things that are on people's minds, like the crash of that Egypt Air Airbus that went down apparently somewhere over the Mediterranean. There's a lot of speculation about this. The terrorists have not stepped up to the plate. But a lot of people think that terrorism caused the crash of this plane. It took off from Paris, was on its way to Cairo, and you put two and two together and come up with four, at least that's what some say. The problem is there's no wreckage that's been found so far. Our Pentagon is in on this, but they've said they have no indication of any. The thing that's fascinating about this, what you learn by listening to the various bits and pieces of information that float around, and then if you have an anecdotal mind, you kind of, okay, well, this goes together with that, and that goes together with this. So there's a fascinating overview that NASA has done of all of the space wreckage around our planet. The number of objects in space, near space, like within 400 to 600 miles above the Earth, there are anywhere from 20 to 40,000 items that are floating around there. Some of them sooner or later will come back to Earth. And so included in all of that stuff that's floating around the Earth are satellites that track the objects that are flying, i.e. planes, drones, anything that's in the air can be seen, if you can believe it, or not, by our, we have satellite systems that can see everything. So at any one point in time, there are several different views on most every space on the planet. Every inch of land and sea is covered. That's what's made it so frustrating, because I can't find the Malaysian airliner that went down a couple of years ago. They didn't see anything. And so what they're doing now, apparently, at the Pentagon is scouring all of the satellite imagery that we have to see if there's any indication of a plane in that area that might have exploded in midair. That's what they're looking for. But the fascination that people have with all of this stuff, and the ability that we have to actually see this sort of thing, I think it's a fascinating anecdotal item that goes along with this sad story of this plane. So, plane was going at 22,000 feet, went into the sea. Contact was lost 10 miles into Egyptian airspace 40 minutes before it was supposed to land. And here's sort of an overview of what is known at this, at least to this point.
U.S. officials telling CNN they are operating under a theory for now that this plane was taken down by a bomb. And in a gut-wrenching development for the relatives of those on board Egypt Air Flight 804, Egyptian authorities have now had to walk back on their initial reporting that wreckage from the plane had been found. As of this moment, no wreckage of the plane has been confirmed to have been located. The investigation now at a very early but critical stage.
Tonight, a frantic search in the Mediterranean for signs of wreckage.
The search and rescue teams are now turning into a search and recovery.
Egypt Air's vice chairman says all the maintenance checks for the plane were conducted properly. The Airbus A320 is a workhorse, considered one of the safest passenger planes in the skies. And this plane vanished during what's considered one of the safest portions of any flight, cruising altitude, about 37,000 feet. Tonight, U.S. officials tell CNN they're operating on an initial theory that this plane was taken down by a bomb. As investigators investigators learn more, that theory could change. Egypt's top aviation official, for now, believes terror is likely.
The possibility of having a different action or having a terror attack is higher than the possibility of having a technical...
At 11:09 p.m. local time, the plane took off from Paris en route to Cairo. 1:24 a.m., it entered Greek airspace. At 1:48 a.m., the plane checked in at the next control point, Chia Island, south of Athens. Greek officials said the pilot was cheerful and thanked the air traffic controllers. 2:27 a.m., the first sign something was wrong. Despite repeated calls from air traffic control, the pilots did not respond. Then, just 2 minutes later, the plane's signal dropped from radar. At some point after initially losing contact, a Greek official says the aircraft took a precipitous drop in altitude, from 37,000 to about 10,000 feet. In the 24 hours before its disappearance, the plane had stopped in Asmara, Eritrea, in Cairo, in Tunis, Tunisia, back to Cairo, then to Paris.
In each and every destination that you have mentioned where the aircraft has stopped, it was checked.
According to a U.S. official, that included a security sweep of the plane in Paris before the final takeoff.
The sweep at the Paris airport, would that have picked up any kind of bomb?
The going-in assumption has always been yes. But now we have the crash of the Metrojet in the Sinai. They found a device inside a soda can that they, prior to that, would not be picked up by the detection system.
So that's kind of the, I guess that's the cue for wondering or getting people full of fear. We all wonder what sort of creative attempts can be made to knock something out of the sky. A can that normally, I think it was a Schweppes ginger ale can, if I remember correctly. And that's what, I don't even remember know how they figured it out, but they did. So anything is possible. These people are devious. They are treacherous. They'll do anything to get their message across, which is technology can be used for terror. That's what it is. As debris is being looked for, I'm looking at the nationalities of the passengers. There was a Canadian, an Englishman, a Belgian, 15 French people, 30 Egyptians, a couple of Iraqis, Kuwaitis, Saudis, Sudanese, Algerians, the crew of 10 on board, which is kind of unusual. This is a smaller plane. This is normally a plane that would carry about 160 people. There were only 56 passengers, actually. And a crew of 10, that's unusual. But I think that includes the three air marshals who were on board. The number of people is all the speculation. What it is now, newspapers today will be full. The morning news reports will be full. The conversation on the air will be full of speculation. There are people, I think I said on the air yesterday when we were talking about this for the first time toward the end of the program when we knew that the plane went down, I said every newspaper, every report, CNN is going to be filled with all kinds of things that will give you nothing but fear, thinking, and this airline, this is not a good airline. I told the story of my trip on, the only trip I ever took on Egypt Air was from Cairo to Nairobi, and it was a nightmare. It was very, kind of Bush League, immature people, kind of naive, the whole situation, the way it was handled in terms of how the plane was run. People were fed on the plane. It was just, and everybody was smoking. It was horrible. And so every newspaper that you'll pick up today will have a story of either Egypt Air or other airlines, terror in the skies, crashes, the things that you can all be scared about if you choose to be scared about. But keep this in mind. The safest mode of travel and transportation on the planet is getting onto an airplane and flying someplace. Even though the news media make a big deal out of all of this, it is a big deal in the sense that it isn't really known what brought the plane down. In terms, and I don't mean to sound harsh, but in terms of the reality, there are 66 people involved. When's the last time that you heard of a plane going down that wasn't connected to terrorism? And even think about a plane going down, how long ago was it when the Malaysian airliner went down? Then there's the story of the plane that that was co-piloted by a mental case. The guy flies into the side of the Alps, that kind of stuff. But when you consider in America alone, There are 5,400, I think, flights a day around the world. There are 45 to 50,000 flights a day. And how many people can be on an average plane? 150. Multiply that times how many days there are in a week, how many weeks there are in a month. You get the picture. This is a very safe mode of travel. So what do we take away from this? We take away from it that there is still a problem with security, if in fact it is terrorism. And I don't even know how they come to that conclusion, but there are things that are in play. There are very sophisticated devices that will be used and can be used to figure these things out. I think everybody ought to calm down and realize that we live in a dangerous time. This is a dangerous world. There are dangerous people in the world, and there are destructive people in the world. And so after that, you just recognize the fact that if you're going to be active, if you're going to travel, if you're going to live your life, then you're going to be exposed to risks. There are dangers on trains. There are dangers in automobiles. There are dangers on boats. I mean, look at the people who get sick and die on these cruise liners every year. It doesn't keep people from wanting to get on a cruise liner. And by the way, if you're out in the middle of the ocean and there's a storm and the ship gets into trouble, there's about as much chance of you making it through that as there is through an airplane. There's a lot of danger in the world. So I guess we need to sort of relax with it and be interested in finding out what the real story is. I think that's the case here at 18 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Marvin Gaye's 1971 album, What's Going On? That's Going On. This is one of the great, 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 great Motown.
Yeah, I just like listening to him. Woo, woo.
We are going to release some new vinyl of the old Marvin Gaye tunes from 1971 to 1981 on the 27th. This is obviously to coincide with the theme and the song itself, what's going on. But there's a lot of great Marvin Gaye music, for sure. I would look forward. I get this myself.
I get it on vinyl.
As a CD. Now I want to get it as a CD so I can play it in the car. I've got one old record player I'm going to try to revive.
Yeah, do it.
But in the meantime, the practical side is I have CD players all over the place. So, and the music that he created is so enjoyable for me anyway to listen to. All right, so that's the Marvin Gaye story. Now let's move over to Sia because she's going to hit the road for a tour this fall. Bringing Miguel and Aluna George for every show, starting in September in Seattle, running through late November, ending up in Austin, Texas. What do we know about Sia?
She gets Sia through her hair.
Yeah. She has a lot of wigs that she travels with.
Is that Dolly Parton wigs, you mean?
Oh,
except
no.
They all cover her face.
They cover her face?
She covers her face because she doesn't want to be recognizable for anything other than her music.
Really?
Isn't that artsy, Dougie?
That's really interesting.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm just going to cover everything and be like, I only want to be known for my radio presence.
But it is interesting because, honestly, I don't know what she looks like. She could be sitting next to me at Starbucks. I wouldn't know.
I don't care. It's working.
Yeah, it's interesting. My sister was a really big fan of her before she got huge. And so I listened to some of her stuff from then, and she doesn't cover her face in any of those videos. But I think it's because she was relatively unknown, so she was fine with that. But now that, I mean, she's written huge songs for Rihanna and, you know, all of these different artists. And I think...
And she's had so many number ones herself.
Exactly. You lose... I don't know. I feel like it's easy for people to lose their sense of self or, you know, what they're purpose is if they're super duper famous.
Gotta be honest with you though, I can't even hang with bangs. I can't imagine when she's on stage and she starts to sweat a little. I don't know. I would be going crazy.
Ugh. That's so funny.
All right, time for a switch. Turn the page to New Kids on the Block. Been talking about releasing a new album. Jordan Knight, Joey McIntyre, Danny Wood.
Don't forget Donnie Wahlberg, my favorite.
Where's Donnie Wahlberg?
I don't know if Donnie's going to be involved.
Wow.
Oh, he's
yeah,
so
he
busy
will.
On his TV show.
Nah,
he directs the tour, though. I mean, he's like the guy that got him going every summer. They do a tour every summer now.
And he's busy filming the Wahlbergers.
Yeah.
My boyfriend won't stop watching.
It's so good.
What is that about? It's the hamburger truck.
It's about the two cute Wahlbergs and the ugly one.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Who's the ugly one? You got Mark. Oh, you got Donnie.
Who's
cooks.
This? Right, he's the one
cook?
Who makes the burgers.
Yes. The guy who flips burgers.
Supposedly, there's a couple of restaurants that they've gotten for their mother also to run.
More than a couple. It's now a chain, and they're everywhere. They actually Wahlburgers opened one.
Is.
Yeah,
but Wahlburgers. There's another restaurant that they opened for their mother, which is in Norton, Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
I mean, it's just another way for them to help out the rest of the members of the family, much as anything else. So would you go see the New Kids on the Block this summer?
I went to see them last summer.
I gotta see him this summer.
Answer, yeah.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug with my friend Kara Schillen. The big stories of the week now that the talkers list is out most every Friday on this program. And yes, it is Friday already. Friday. We go over the charts for the week, and this is the week of May 16th to the 20th. Presidential race number one, the crash of that Egypt airplane number two, the Facebook controversy number three. What's going on in the Middle East, number four, a lot of discussion about the bathroom and the gender laws again, blah, 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 overtime regulations. That is actually a pretty interesting story as far as comments are concerned. I'll get to a few of those in a moment. At the moment we are in, I would like to focus on the results of that trial in Aurora, Colorado, or about the shooting in the theater in Aurora, Colorado. Six jurors sided with Cinemark. This was a civil lawsuit filed by 28 different plaintiffs who were in the theater during that killing. Gunman James Holmes, 12 people dead, 70 were wounded. Midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises back in July of 2012. You believe that? Almost 4 years ago.
seems like that just happened pretty recently, doesn't it?
So survivors and victims, relatives and friends went after the theater because they say the theater didn't take safety precautions. The owner of the theater is Cinemark, pretty big operator in this country, argued that no measures would have predicted or stopped Mr. Holmes from doing what he did. Now, you can take that apart a little bit. If they had detectives on the scene, doing frisking of everybody, that would have prevented it, right? Or if they had the X-ray machines, and everybody gets X-ray before they go in to the theater, that would have prevented it. What other
can things you imagine how miserable it would be to go to the movies awesome. And have to get frisked? Yeah. How would I sneak sodas in or food if I had to go through a machine?
Popcorn.
You know?
Yeah. Jeez. Well, this is one of the unrealistic realities of our world. One of the things, again, sort of going back to the theory of the Egypt Air crash and how people are going to take the news, the information that's around. You're going to be afraid of traveling. This sort of thing killed the movie business, pardon the pun, for 3 or 4 months. People didn't go into a movie theater because they were afraid some guy would come in with a gun and shoot him. The chance of that happening is nil, but yet it did happen here. And more people now do bring guns into the theater because of the publicity that this event got. And I'm not saying the publicity wasn't justified. It was. But think about it. How did your life change because of various things that happened? And whether they really could ever happen to you or not remains to be seen. The point is that this theater was sued. And here's sort of an overview. The bottom line is the verdict found the theater not responsible.
None of the jurors, as far as we understand it, and none of the plaintiffs who were inside that theater when the bullets were flying had any desire to talk to the news media. Meanwhile, the clearly bothered, upset plaintiff's attorney said that we can't act in a post-9/11 world as if we're still living in the security, relative security, of 1950.
When a heavily armed James Holmes invaded the Cinemark Theater in Aurora, he killed 12 people and wounded more than 70. Almost 4 years later, the victims wanted Cinemark to be held liable.
I had a pit in my stomach. I think that this is unfortunately an unjust verdict.
Mark Byrne, attorney for the plaintiffs, said Cinemark had the chance to prevent the attack. He believes they could have installed a silent alarm and already had plans in place for the days after the premiere.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They always had armed guards in that theater. But for a special event, expecting 1,000 people for the premiere of a blockbuster movie, they did not have that type of security.
Cinemark argued the attack could not have been foreseeable.
Mr. Holmes was completely unpredictable, unforeseeable, unpreventable, and unstoppable.
Holmes bought a ticket to the Batman movie, and then just as the movie was about to begin, left through a rear door, propped it open just enough for him to go to his car and return with his arsenal of weapons.
Mr. Holmes was completely developing his plans in secret, and also that he was armored to the teeth, more than a SWAT team member.
Now, the attorney for the plaintiff says that he was disappointed, as I mentioned earlier. He also planned to appeal, and he says if certain evidence was allowed to be entered into the case, the result, he says, absolutely would have been different.
Think about it for a minute. Going into a theater, going through a metal detector, or in this circumstance where the argument was that there normally were police. How many people go to the movies on Friday, Saturday night and see police details outside the theater? I can raise my hand. Oftentimes, Meredith and I go Friday and or Saturday night, sometimes one night a week. But we spend one night a week in the theater. We walk in, and depending on the time, usually we go to the earlier shows. And I don't remember seeing any police there. I remember later in the evening having gone to movies at the same theater for years. I remember seeing two or three police officers on duty there, but they were outside the theater, and it was apparent that they were there seemingly to keep any sort of problem outside the theater from happening, but not inside the theater, not near. This guy took these people out in seconds. So what are we going to do? Are we going to protect ourselves and try to protect ourselves from everything?
Well, that's the thing, is I'm sure there is something in the situation that could have prevented it. Something could have happened. But the question is, do we want do we want to live our lives with that protection there that would have protected us? You know, okay, do there have to be armed guards in every single theater? Because that's what would have happened to have prevented this.
Standing in the back of the theater, an armed policeman
and to have someone try and, you know, frisk you or talk to you every time you leave the theater and come back because maybe, I don't know, someone snuck a gun into the bathroom and, you know, you went and got it and then you came back to the theater with it. It's, you know, this is a horrible tragedy. And I found out a couple years ago that, like, a student teacher that I had for a class, I was interested in her, so I looked her up on Google to see what her background was. And there were articles about her, and she was in the Aurora shooting, and she was shot in the head. And she was super lucky, well, not to have been there, but the bullet went through her brain and didn't hit anything.
Wow.
Like, and it was crazy to read about because I'd never met anyone, or I didn't think that I had met anyone who'd been involved in a shooting like this. But it's just, you would never ever want it to happen to you or anyone that you know, but I also don't want to live in a world where I have to expect that it's going to happen all the time.
Well, I think that there are some people who think that you are going to live in a world where that will happen. That is that sort of quote-unquote protection so that people can have their guns. See, then we get into this balance of what the rights are of people to have their own armaments. And then there are the people who say if someone had had a gun in there, that's another patron, this guy wouldn't have gotten as far as he did.
Yeah, I don't believe that unless you are a military trained, you know, shooter. The amount of how quickly it happened, you know, I'm not a big fan of guns because I don't really see why people enjoy shooting guns. It just doesn't seem like a fun thing to me personally.
Well, that's you personally.
Yeah. But I don't know. It just, of course I don't want this to happen to me. Of course I don't want to get shot. I don't want to be involved in a terrorist, you know, plot, but I also don't want to live in a world where every time I go shopping or every time I go to do something fun, you see armed guards and you're reminded of all of this stuff.
But
you
there
know?
Are people who think that
we need to do. I totally understand.
Yeah, people who think that we have to live in a society where there are protections everywhere. Those are the controllers. Those are the people who want to take your freedoms away. Those are the people who are, many of them, in politics. Many of them are around now, and that's what their goal is. Their goal is to have, there's a big difference between the kind of freedom that we enjoy that almost makes it a free-for-all and the kind of protection. What do you want? Do you want to be free or do you want to be protected? Because the two don't necessarily go together, frankly. There's another case on the same issue that we heard in federal court in a couple of months, and if in fact there is a ruling that does suggest that the theater could be held at as responsible, then costly security measures will begin, the ticket prices will go up, they'll double, and then the theater business will go away. People now, it's even being challenged now. I love to go to the movies. I love to sit and have maybe something to eat and watch the big screen full of interesting things, but you know, we're all. Yesterday, I went to a Best Buy to buy a couple of big TV sets, big theater screen. You can bring it home, watch anything you want. So why go to the movies? This could be the end, for several reasons, of a very time-honored tradition.
Yeah, I don't know how much tickets are near you, but they're definitely around.
Bucks.
Yeah, I've gotten a ticket for $15 here.
Yep,
$12. Can you imagine how much they're going to cost if they have to add all of these like safety precautions and
difference,
stuff?
There's difference between you and me is that I get the senior discount.
I can get the college discount if give them my ID from a couple years ago.
It's 44 past the hour. The Eiffel Tower could soon be your next hotel stay if you're going to Paris. We'll see what we can work up in that department in a moment here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever. And I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credits. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer tastes, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
Good day. Time is 48 past the hour. The vacation rental site Home Away, which is like Airbnb, giving away a one-night stay in the Eiffel Tower. First floor is going to be turned into a one-bedroom luxury apartment that accommodates 5 people. Here's that story.
To spend a night in an iconic landmark in the city of love, here's your chance. Vacation rental service Home Away on May 19th announced a contest that will give 4 lucky winners and their guests the unique opportunity to stay the night in the Eiffel Tower in Paris. The tower's first level, usually used as a reception room, will be converted into a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment by Home Away. The move marks the first time in history that anyone has used the Eiffel Tower as a vacation home. Winners will have the chance to bring up to 5 other guests along with them on their one-night stay.
The Eiffel Tower. With all the negative focus on Paris, nice to hear something good about it. 50 minutes after the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day with Victoria and I going through some of the news. For example, yesterday, the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, met with conservative leaders, and Glenn Beck was included in that. He was on Glenn Beck's program, I think. I don't know that I would think, I would consider Glenn Beck to be a conservative leader. When I think about leaders, I think about politicians. Maybe Glenn Beck is in there because he influences thought. I'm not sure. Anyway, so Facebook's trending topic feature yesterday, focus of the anti-GOP bias that has been talked about for the last week or so. Zuckerberg denying the claim and agreeing to set up the meeting, which ended up in a, well, sort of a round robin. Here's a summary of what people thought the meeting was all about.
Mark Zuckerberg and Glenn Beck, not exactly two guys who spend a lot of time together, but Wednesday the Facebook CEO and the conservative media personality meet in Menlo Park for what could be an awkward gathering. Facebook inviting Beck and other key right-wing voices like Dana Perino of Fox News after it came under fire over a report last week accusing it of omitting views from the right from its influential trending list of topics. Beck, who's a former Fox News host, said on Facebook, of course, that it would be interesting to look Zuckerberg in the eye, as he explains. Zuckerberg has said Facebook is looking into the allegations and has so far found no evidence that the report is true.
Okay, excuse me, so much yada yada, or is there anything to any of that?
Well, I think from everything I've read, it seems like the problem was as someone ends a shift at Facebook and then the next person comes on, they're called curators, and they're the ones who were looking around on the internet to see what people were talking about, and that's how they determined what was trending. That obviously allows for personal bias. Yep. And Mark Zuckerberg said in one case, there were a few cases where a curator would leave a shift and the next one would come on, and something major, let's just say a plane crash had happened, and the person before had missed it and didn't know it was a big story.
Right.
So I think it's
a conservative plane crash.
Well, or just an example. I think the Black Lives Matters was actually, that was one of the hashtags that didn't make it into Facebook originally when it was trending everywhere else, because Zuckerberg said the person who had been on shift didn't think it was that important or wasn't aware that it was that important.
That's interesting. Well, it's kind of the same editorial judgment that we might have here on this program. I decide I want to talk about this and I don't want to talk about that. So what's the, what are you going to take
you don't
out
like
the woodshed?
Osbournes? No. And, you know, some people do.
And I don't want to talk much about politics, and some people do. And I don't want to talk about murder, mayhem, blood, and guts for the most part, and some people do. So that's just it happens to be an editorial consideration.
So the big, the big conspiracy really ends up being it was just down to personal judgment, whoever was at the controls.
Yeah. All right, there you go. A new Google Home has been unveiled. We'll have that info in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, so here's the story from yesterday, Google announcing its entry into the voice-activated virtual assistance race with what they call a Google Home. This is like Amazon Echo we were talking about the other day, Victoria, right?
Yeah, yep. This is Google's response, although they are a couple years late, but this is their response to Alexa, the digital assistant that's hooked up to Amazon's Echo. And so this is going to be very similarly priced. It'll be available this fall. Everyone was excited yesterday at the big conference, at the unveiling. They wanted to see what it looked like. And it's a sleek, cylindrical-looking device that's very similar to Amazon Echo. And the only thing that people are criticizing is that Google knows so much about us already. Every time you Google search, it knows so many things. And if you've ever searched online for a certain item that you wanted to buy, and then you go on Facebook or you go anywhere else, and then you keep seeing ads for that same item, that's not a coincidence. So people are a little concerned that
you can get some kind of device or protection to keep
there are privacy controls. Yeah, there are privacy controls on it, but some people are concerned about it's always listening.
There you go. Welcome to the world of Google, ladies and gentlemen. Doug Google Stephan at 59 past the hour. Good day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stephan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.